The U.S. Open Tennis Tournament wraps up with final matches this weekend. If you're watching at home and you hear this, or this, you will not see any actual human beings on the court making those calls because there are no more line judges at the U.S. Open. They've been replaced by optical technology, and the calls are all pre-recorded. Well, that got NPR's Melissa Block curious to find out more.
Turns out it all started with COVID. In 2020, to minimize the risk of infection, the U.S. Open eliminated nearly all line judges, using instead the optical technology called Hawkeye Live. Tournament officials thought it worked so well that now they use it exclusively.
We're providing the players a fairer playing field with a lot more integrity, a much higher accuracy call.
That's Sean Carey, who oversees officiating at the U.S. Open. In the past, he says, when a player challenged a line judge's call and it was reviewed through the Hawkeye system, the human turned out to be correct about 75% of the time. Now, he says,
the automated line calling system is right pretty much 100% of the time.
Or, put another way, says Benjamin Figueredo, director of tennis at Hawkeye Innovations,
we are millimeter accurate in terms of our line calling.
Though some players say Hawkeye occasionally does make erroneous calls. The technology uses 12 cameras to track the path of the ball through space, and when a serve or shot lands outside the line, it automatically triggers one of these recorded calls. With the switch to automation, about 250 line judges lost their jobs at the Open. But some of their voices live on. They went into a studio inside Arthur Ashe Stadium and essentially recorded their swan songs.
Fault!
Foot fault!
Help!
And listen carefully, says Sean Carey.
The thing that I think is really cool is that we've been able to program the system to know that if the ball is way out, it's going to be a softer out call.
Help!
But, he explains,
if there's a long rally and it finishes with a really close ball to the line, generally the crescendo of the crowd really builds.
So the recordings for those close calls are louder and more urgent. Just like a baseball umpire, they are selling the call.
Yeah, selling the call is a great way of explaining it.
Carey says, along with accuracy, there's another advantage to replacing line judges with automation. Now with 9 fewer people on the court,
we're providing a much cleaner court for our broadcast partners and our sponsorship partners.
In other words, the TV networks and corporate sponsors say they're happier because the screen has less clutter. Okay, that's my word.
I mean, clutter's not necessarily a nice word to call human beings.
Now, speaking of sponsors, remember Benjamin Figueredo from the tech company Hawkeye Innovations, whom we heard earlier? Well, he says the company has considered replacing fault or out calls with the names of sponsors shouted out instead, like Rolex or Ralph Lauren.
They have been historical discussions that have been had. I've been asked about this many times. It's not something that at the minute, I guess, anyone's particularly, well, has followed up on.
I tried to follow up with some more questions. No luck.
I guess I'd rather not get into details.
As for the U.S. Open, the tournament's Sean Carey says automated line calling is here to stay.
It would be very difficult for us to move backwards now.
Which means no more tantrums from players screaming at officials about their calls.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Looking at you, John McEnroe.
That ball was on the line!
Melissa Block, NPR News, and I am